Aegon, firstly, are you a bit overwhelmed? I know people were expecting, but what was your gut reaction once that vote was announced?
I am overwhelmed. It's just under an hour from the election, so I'm still very fresh in the thought of it. I felt I was doing well in the campaign. I felt that I was in a good position, that I'd be in the shake-up, but we didn't expect a sweep, I suppose, to victory on the first count. More sensible people than me were all saying that with three strong candidates, it'll take a second count, and I felt that perhaps on the second count, if I had a good first-round vote, that I would be in for a good chance. But to cross the line with 170 of the votes on the first count, I wasn't expecting that, and it's a massive endorsement, I suppose, for the whole campaign and for the ideas that for the GAA that I spread, and I feel that it will give me a certain strength when I sit down to plan my presidency.
You are a good person. You'll be a strong leader for the association, but it's baby steps. Drumgoon na róg, very important. The people of Cavan, very important. The people of Ulster and the people of Ireland and the GAA as a whole around the world. That's all at your heart tonight.
Yeah, well, patriotism means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to GAA people. And the GAA people have always put their shoulder to the wheel in terms of building this country, economically, socially, politically, and of course, sporting and cultural, which is at the heart of all we do. Everything we do is still revolving around our games and the whole Gaelic atmosphere that we build into that. But GAA people are practical patriots, and for all of us, there is a strong attachment to place. And for me, it's attachment to my family, which was very important for me tonight, and to my club, Drumgoon na róg, small club. Stuck between two little villages, and we always struggle, but we're always there, and we still have survived. And Cavan, of course, a county with a proud tradition, and the province of Ulster, which means a huge amount to me, and the nine counties of Ulster, and I'm delighted because I know that all those nine counties will want to share in the success of the election tonight, and I'm delighted for them.
The club was discussed a lot tonight as one of the discussion topics while we were waiting for the result of the vote. That'll be very much to the fore in your presidency, I'm sure.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they talk in business about shop window. The shop window for the GAA is the club. That we don't join GAA because of our county boards. We join because of our club. And it's clubs that we get most enjoyment and fulfilment from. It's through the clubs that we grow our youth development programmes. It's through clubs that the young boys and girls get their first impressions and indeed their lasting impressions. And for all of us, I've been elected president-elect of this association tonight. God willing, if I live, it'll be my club that I'll finish with. We all begin and end with our clubs. I don't believe, Colleen, in cliches, and I certainly don't believe in saying things for the sake of saying them. And for me, the club, I'm not going to talk about the club being the most important part of our association and do nothing about it. I intend that the club will be very centre stage in all strategies and decisions that I will be making.
You've worked a lot at various levels of the organisation. You've been on a couple of committees in Croke Park, I think, as well. It is a seismic change, but you'll now have a full staff behind you, just as you had when you were Ulster Council President. And that team of paid officials, along with all of those dedicated volunteers, that makes the association even stronger, and I'm sure you're looking forward to working with the people in Croke Park now as well.
Of course it does. It takes everybody, and I mean, we are a volunteer driven association in the sense that we are all volunteers, and the policy is always set down by the volunteer committees and the volunteer leadership. But without the paid officials we can't deliver, and we do need it, and we have a fantastic team of officials working for us in the provincial councils, in the counties, and here in Croke Park, and I certainly look forward to working with the volunteer committees in guiding our policies and our decision making, and then working with the staff here in Croke Park to see that those decisions are implemented.
GAA finances are stronger than ever as well. I'm sure that'll be something you can hope can keep going, and strong efforts will be put into that as well. But major challenge with things economically as well. But, the GAA, it shows it's at the heart of everybody when financially can book the trend where a lot of organisations have problems.
Well, I'm a Cavan man, and we have a certain reputation when it comes to finance, and certainly I don't believe in spending something you don't have, and I believe in your resources always being stronger than your indebtedness. So, I mean, they'd be very basic, simple, old-style, rural country attitudes that I will approach to finance. We are in quite a healthy place. We're not very healthy. I think there are a lot of counties and clubs finding it difficult, but they're doing it, but they're finding it extraordinary difficult. But I think I would like to put a group together to offer some advice and some comfort. There are times when county chairmen in particular, and club chairmen and club treasurers and club officers and county officers, all they need is to know that somebody will offer them a little bit of guidance. Sometimes there's a tendency in life, not just in the GA, for a problem to happen and then go in and sort it, try and sort it out. I don't like that. I would hope that in the GA that I will lead, that we will be able to feel that we're all friends together, and if we can offer a little bit of guidance. I don't believe in cutting up the cake financially and giving there's a few thousand for you and a few I wouldn't do that, but I would offer guidance and support and advice, because we're well able to do things like that, and I think it'll bring a certain comfort, because as I said earlier, our county boards are led by volunteers, and volunteers have enough to do in life then without tearing their hair out, any of them that have hair left, to worry about the financial situations. But we're in quite a strong place, but we will be careful. It'll be steady onwards, but it will always be careful financially.
The core of the association is its games. The core of the association is its players, along with its officials. Some people might say officialdom sometimes does not always listen to the player. I don't think that's going to be the case with Aegan O'Farrell.
Well, it would be wrong. You can't lose sight of your troops, Napoleon, you say. You know, the general that goes too far ahead of his troops is not a good general, but he should be ahead of them. And you certainly have to listen to your membership. And the player, the reason when we come to Croke Park, where we're now seated, it's not to see the GAA president. It's not to notice who's sitting in the Ard Corlea box, or indeed to admire the linesman or lineswoman. The reason we're here is the players on the field, and they are at the heart of everything we do. I coached my local club for 25 years at under 12 level. I coached under 12 and 14s and 16s for the first 4 years. That got too much. But for 25 years, I coached my under 12s, and we're now a senior club. So players are at the heart of everything that I would think about and everything that we would do. And we have to always, doesn't mean we keep giving to every demand a player might have, but certainly we always respect. That word respect is hugely important to me. And if we respect our players, they will respect the association and we'll all be stronger for it.
A lot of international units represented here tonight. They represent 450 clubs, about a fifth of the clubs in the organisation. And that's something that's very much at your heart as well. And I'm sure you'll be trying your utmost to give them the help and support they need over the next 3 years, and obviously the next year in your president-elect as well.
I have a nephew in Canada, two nieces in Australia. I have a niece in Brussels. My own close best friend is in the Middle East. I travel the world when I see GA people all over the world, and I see Irish people all over the world. I'm not that concerned whether they're GA people or not. They're Irish people. But I can see the good that GAA does for those people. And I can see when they land in Brisbane or in Bonn, no matter where they are, I can see the good that the GAA provides them. It's a home from home. It does wrap their arms around them, and it provides them with an outlet through the games, but it also provides them with a support structure. So I would be very, very fond of what I would see as the international GAA, and I admire greatly the units and what they do. And I would always like to feel that they felt part, which they do, of this great international GAA movement.
A lot of thanks, finally, go to a lot of people, I'm sure.
A lot of thanks, particularly my family. I mean, it's the family that know that you're not there at the Sunday dinner or at the 24th birthday party or at the evening at home. It's the family that know that you give your whole time and energy away. So, I mean, a lot of thanks to the family and the club. Without the club, without the community, without the support, the moral and physical support, these things couldn't happen, and your county and your province. So, I mean, thanking all these people. You're not an individual. You shouldn't be. We're not selfish people in the GAA, and certainly I wouldn't like to ever think that I did anything from a selfish motivation. So I will be very much a team leader.